leader.
Order, order. A novel defence of the government spending of $26 million on the flag change referendums from Finance Minister Bill English.
The bulk of the spending is actually on postage, and the postage system is run by New Zealand Post. It's owned by the government, so a fair bit of the money comes back.
Mr English was answering questions addressed to the Prime Minister by the New Zealand First Party's Deputy Leader, Ron Mark.
The Prime Minister, what does he say to former National Party supporters who have come over to New Zealand First because we stand up for the values his party has abandoned, just like our flag?
The Honourable Bill English on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I would say to them, the Prime Minister will be at the front door to welcome both of them back.
Doubts about the loyalty of National Party members were also raised in this question about construction of apartments in central Auckland for Building and Housing Minister Nick Smith from his Labour shadow, Phil Twyford.
Is it true that National Party members in the leafy eastern suburbs are in open revolt against the intensification plans being advocated by the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister and the Housing Minister?
It's doubtful whether there's much responsibility for a National Party voters, but on that basis I'll allow them to...
Indeed, Mr Speaker. Look, there's a range of views across Auckland. The views I find most contradictory are members opposite who have demanded that there be increased housing, and every time there's a new greenfield subdivision or there's a project like Three Kings, Labor is out there opposing it as hard as they can. And I simply say to members opposite, stop the moaning and the whinging, get on board with the government's program because we're solving the problems.
Phil Twyford then sailed a bit close to the wind with this question.
If Auckland's unitary plan is delayed, will he follow through on his earlier threats to overrule Aucklanders? Or does he only do that to ordinary New Zealanders and not to potential campaign donors? Speaker.
The Honourable Dr Nick Smith.
Mr Speaker, point of order.
Point of order.
I take offence at the member's last remark in that question order. That was unnecessary.
Order, order. This is actually quite a serious allegation that's been made. I'm going to invite the member to re-ask the question, but there is no suggestion, there can be no suggestion, that a decision being made by any minister is because of potential funding. Ask the question again.
So Mr Twyford had another go.
If the unitary plan is delayed, will he follow through on his earlier threats to overrule Aucklanders? Or does he only do that to ordinary New Zealanders and not the ruling elite?
A complaint about that wording from the Leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, was dismissed by the Speaker, David Carter.
I don't think that added to the quality of the question, but I don't think in any way I could have ruled it out as being unparliamentary or against the rules of Parliament.
Now, from questions in the chamber to lack of answers in the committee rooms, here's Rhys Lyon.
New Zealand's chief trade negotiator on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, David Walker, appeared before the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee to face questions from MPs as the committee undertook examination of the 12-nation trade deal. However, Labour MP David Clark grew frustrated with responses to his questions about whether a right to ban foreign property speculators had been sought by former Trade Minister Tim Grosser, as the chief negotiator was reluctant to discuss the fine print.
I've said as much as I'm prepared to say about the detail of the negotiation. We have always said we don't negotiate in public.
Unsatisfied with answers from the chief TPP negotiator David Walker, Labour's export and growth spokesman David Clark later put the same question he'd asked in the committee rooms to the Trade Minister in the chamber.
Did his predecessor, the Honourable Tim Grosser, ask MFAT officials negotiating the TPP agreement to preserve the right for a future New Zealand government to ban the purchase of residential land by non-resident foreign speculators?
That question was fielded on Trade Minister Todd McClay's behalf by his National Party colleague, Paul Goldsmith.
On behalf of the Minister, no. He asked them to preserve the right for a future New Zealand government to restrict the purchase of residential land by non-resident foreigners, which I might add was one of Labour's bottom lines.
David Clark, though, remained unsatisfied his questions had been addressed.
What does it say about his government when they use the opportunity for this Parliament to question them about a trade deal, to demean opponents, refuse to answer straight questions with straight answers, and chuckle in glee at honest discussions about this serious issue.
Paul Goldsmith.
On behalf of the Minister, this government welcomes wide-ranging discussion on the TPP, and that's what we'll be doing over the rest of this year.
National's Paul Goldsmith.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is made with funding from Parliament.